How we view fitness has changed due to COVID-19. Gyms have to look different because of social distancing. People who have had to stay home on lockdown have more time or less to work out, or they don't know how, or they want to avoid a big gym. Matt Averyhart is the founder of OnSite Fitness, a startup here in the Chattanooga area that provides training for the everyday person.
Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you founded OnSite Fitness here in Chattanooga, and lately you have expanded Cleveland and East Brainerd.
Yeah, we're very excited about our expansion and about our Chattanooga origin.
And you're not stopping after that.
No, we've been very fortunate to have a concept that people really need, which is allowing us to expand into other cities in the upcoming year.
You're eyeing Nashville and Atlanta.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Tell us how OnSite was founded.
My partners and I, we were trying to come up with a solution for the people that we cared most about. And at that time, it was what fitness considers the general population. Guys like you and me, not athletes and, you know, the people that you see who are really in shape. We wanted to come up with a concept that would actually help the average American citizen. Data showed us that 80% of us, we don't move enough. We don't exercise enough. 90% of us don't really know how to exercise. We came up with OnSite to really meet people where they are at and be able to give them the proper guidance to get moving and get out there and have fun and live life to the best of their ability.
And of course, you founded this before the pandemic, and I'm sure that you have gotten many questions from members and the general public about how to stay in shape when you have to stay at home during a lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. The pandemic it's brought a lot of confusion and stress and worry, but it's also shedding a light on just how important physical health is. We've been flooded with questions from our current clients and from individuals from all over the country, really, on how to stay fit, how to stay active during this time. And most importantly, the impact that your physical fitness has on your entire health. It's not just physical and vanity driven, but it's emotional, it's mental. That's really what I'm excited about that's come up this pandemic so far.
What are some of the practical questions you've been getting?
Well, a lot of people have been working out at home, which is great, right? That's our goal for all of our clients. So eventually everyone who comes to OnSite, they are, you know, OnSiters and they work out at home. The big thing that's been coming up over and over is, I have been working out at home and my lower back is killing me. our EPs, our exercise physiologists, have been reaching out to all of our clients that have been doing home workouts and some clients who maybe do CrossFit and things of that nature, and just giving them tips and reminders on how to move wisely without someone there to, you know, check your form or correct you, because there's a lot of lower back pain that runs rampant when people are unsupervised typically.
What are some misconceptions that you're hearing from people reaching out to you?
That fitness is easy. When people start working out at home, what's been awesome about this is trying to get workout equipment right now is almost impossible. The prices are up, that means a lot of people are buying things to move at home, which is brilliant. It's wonderful. That's what we all want. But there's been a misconception of how easy it is to move, how easy it is to exercise. People going from 0 to 100, or even people going from 30 to 70. There's a lot of risk in trying to start a cardiovascular routine or a weight training routine unsupervised.
How has your business had to pivot as a result of this, besides fielding all these inquiries from members in the general public?
Just like everyone else in the fitness industry with a physical location, it's been a big impact because we had to close our doors for the health of our team and the health of our clients, health of the public. We had to close our doors, and opening was something that we have to do in a very cautious manner. We're very, very fortunate to be a private training studio, which means that we have low capacity. The maximum people that you'll find in our studio is 4 clients. 3,300 square feet with only 4 people in it is a more safe place to be. But yeah, the biggest effect was having to close the doors for so long and then to slowly reintroduce coming to an actual studio and working out. But we've been very fortunate that our clients have responded well, and it's because of the small volume of individuals that we have in the studio at a time.
And how would you say perspectives on fitness have changed from members and the general public?
The individuals that we actually work with the most are parents, grandparents, right? So, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s. And I think what's really come about is, again, the importance of physical health. With the pandemic that we're in, that's the highest risk category. For those individuals to then say, okay, how do I reduce my risk during a time like this? And then, of course, post-pandemic, you want to continue to reduce your risk for anything that may come up in the future. And so a heightened awareness of fitness for that population specifically has been incredible. And us being here to show how simple, not necessarily easy, but how simple it can be to exercise safely and the immense difference that that will make in your health and protecting you from being in that sort of vulnerable category.
And how much have you adjusted what you do to online, as so many places have done?
We have wonderful trainers. They're exercise physiologists, right? Really, really smart, able to work with people from a medical population, from medical populations. We're really good in person. That doesn't translate one-to-one in virtual training. And so our personal training is something that's very, very personal, obviously, and it's very, very detailed. For us, we did offer a virtual product for our clients during the time when our doors were shut, but it's not something that we're actually going to push into the future. Our product is very strong. You know, we've been able to receive investment and a lot of excitement in the growth of our concept. So we're actually not going to change it up very much. We feel strongly that the people who are making advancements on the digital side of things, the new products that we're seeing, the wonderful companies that are being born of it, are going to do a great job. We really want to focus on the exercise physiology side, personally.
And how have you and the other trainers all adjusted again and again through this time?
It's been interesting. When you are in the service industry, and specifically when you're talking health, you know, exercise is important, physical therapy is important, obviously going to the doctor is important. They're all things that affect your health. And so my team, I think the biggest thing is that we have to really, really take a lot of responsibility in our actions outside of work. We can't go necessarily and enjoy some of the freedoms and sort of laxed reality that surrounds us. We have to make sure that we're being safe for our clients, which means that this summer isn't the most fun summer, you know? More individual hikes. We do things as a team just to reduce exposure, again, to just make sure that we're being as safe as possible and so that we can be there to serve our clients instead of putting them at risk. That's the biggest change, is just living life a little bit differently, not being able to hang out with as many people, maybe missing out on vacations that would have otherwise been here this summer.
And where can people go online for more information?
You can visit our website at onsitefitness.com or just Google OnSite Fitness.
All right, Matt, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.